alongside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. How are you today, my dear?
I am doing wonderfully today, and because I'm excited about our caller that's on the line right now.
You know, funny, I'm drinking out of a spinning teacup right now.
You're drinking out of a spinning teacup, or because you drank so much, it feels like you're inside a spinning teacup.
Yeah, that's it, Brandon Johnson from My Yard Goes Disney. I'm drunk right now.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't quite sure. I know that the experience of being in the backyard of something that has gone Disney can be quite intoxicating.
It is a little bit intoxicating for my husband. And I think since he's drinking out of a teacup, it kind of seems like it's going to be all right. Like, you know, if he was drinking out of a stein, it would be more obvious that he was oblivious.
True, true.
Exactly.
Well, I love that. I love that he's there in spirit with the teacup. That's great.
Oh, in spirit. I like that.
Well,
good jest.
Well, Brandon, I will have to say, by the way, weaving into the intoxicating nature of the show, nicely played.
Well, Thank you, sir.
You know, I am so excited about My Yard Goes Disney because, I mean, seriously, what a name for a show. Like, seriously, could there be a better name for a show? I mean, I can't imagine anybody not wanting to tune in and check it out. Like, how lucky are you? But, like, you also, you know, reading your bio and finding out all the stuff that you've done before mm-hmm. you went Disney, it's, like, mm-hmm. insane. You know,
you
Hannah Montana
else.
And, like, you were on One Life to Live and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And even, like, doing, like, specials, like the RV special, like, that
sure.
must be, like, crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this whole crazy ride that we call life has been full of a plethora of peaks and valleys and tons of surprises. You know, I think along the way, what I certainly know now is that I don't know. I'm not sure where I'm going, but I think the one consistent basic in it all is that I have the opportunity to sort of be in front of the camera and to be a proponent of enthusiasm and to, you know, really, I think more to the point, just being part of My Yard Goes Disney and my affiliation with Disney became the perfect synergy to do this whole situation. And having some experience doing backyards on HGTV when I was doing a show called Get Out Way Out. So when the opportunity presented itself, it was a slam dunk. And we are full on into the races here. I just got back from Florida, and we finished up, I think, our sixth episode of season two. And you guys, I mean, if you liked what we saw last season, at least that first six episodes that we did, this next season is absolutely going to blow people's minds. We're not only going from the ground, but we're going to be going up in the air. And whatever that means, you know, you're going to have to find out and tune in to see what's going on with that. But,
you know, the 4-year-old in me is, like, all about, like, Tinkerbell and stuff like that.
About the Cinderella-themed helicopter.
I'm thinking Tinkerbell, and he's thinking helicopter, of course. You know?
Tinkerbell helicopter, right.
That would be something else. Now, so I saw that you guys were looking for people to be on the show. Are you still looking for people to send in videos?
No, at this point we're completely we're locked up. We've got almost under 1,000 submissions, maybe more, but we've pretty much locked it down at this point. So right now, as I said, we're full steam ahead, and I think I will be more than likely. I'll probably be heading back to Florida and in that area April 1st. I'm going to be doing some stuff there, but what I'm also really excited about is April 13th, 14th, and 15th, I'll be speaking at the 19th Annual International Epcot Flower and Garden Festival. It's my first time there, and what I'm going to be doing is talking about bringing that Disney inspiration in your backyard and then pulling that together with a little HGTV design. And I'll be giving a PowerPoint presentation, and hopefully I'll be able to kind of give you guys a little behind the scenes on some of the stuff that we've been doing, because the actual season itself, I don't think, is going to air until maybe June. So this is your opportunity to kind of get there early and see some of the fun things that I'm talking about.
Well, what a good reason and excuse to go there, Mark.
Oh, man.
Totally.
Mark?
Booking tickets now. Sorry, Brandon, I can't talk. I'm on
it's
Expedia
okay.
right now.
That teacup. That funny concoction in the teacup.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a little confused right now. So, like, all the shows that you've already done, the ones that have already aired, the six episodes, and the ones that you're filming right now, like, mm-hmm. is there anything that you've said, hey, guys, you know, it would be really cool if we could X, Y, and Z? And they're like, seriously? Like, is there anything that's completely outrageous that makes everyone kind of stop in their tracks?
So I think absolutely. There's been a couple that we've done where once we actually see this whole thing kind of in its construction, I mean, it's one thing to put it on paper, but then when it becomes tangible and it's really being created in front of your eyes, there's every so often you kind of scratch your head and you go, are we really doing this? And then, but I'll tell you what, by the time we're done, we are absolutely so glad that we did it. The homeowners are, you know, over the moon, and the kids. I mean, when you see the kids and how they feel about it all, it just makes everything come together. And it's a total gift. It's a total gift to be able to be a part of a project that is giving this to families to build, you know, memories not only for them, but truly for generations to come. And that's what we're doing here. That's what Disney does so well. It's about telling a story, but it lives on forever. We want to be able to create an epicenter in your backyard where you can build all those memories forever and ever and ever. And it's so exciting to be a part of it.
Well, you raise such an excellent point, and, you know, almost what can kind of get lost in all the theater of this awesomeness, and I can just see in my mind's eye a mile of trucks and stuff down the street taking over the neighborhood, right. bringing all this stuff to life. But the other aspect of it, too, is you're inside these people's lives that you get to meet, and I wonder if there, and I don't mean it in a good, better, best scenario, but if there's been a family or two that you've kind of been like, wow, I can't get you out of my head.
Yeah, I see where you're going with that. There, you know, we just worked with a couple families, and certainly all the families that we worked with last season, but yeah, every so often, you know, there's a family that just really, really shines, and they are completely so authentic and gracious and thankful. And you know, when I always say that when we get done and we bring all of their friends and family and relatives, everybody comes back, there is this massive emotional sonic boom that goes off, and it hits everybody. And when you see how appreciative they are, you just think, wow, you know, how amazing and how lucky I am, fortunate to be a part of this, to give this service, because there's subtextually, there's almost like this Oprah-ness to it. You know what I mean? You're really given a gift that will continue to keep on giving. And yeah, so I always carry those families with me, and I even have, you know, relationships with them. I'm still on Facebook with them, or maybe we're on Twitter together, you know, and every so often check in. How's it going? How are you? I think back in January, I did an appearance at the Orlando Home and Garden Show, and one of the families that we had just got done working on drove down like an hour or so to swing by and say hello and take pictures and stuff. And I just thought that was so sweet. And, you know, they believe in what we do, and we certainly believe in them. So it's a mutually beneficial relationship.
Well, I can see why almost 1,000 people applied to be on the show.
Right.
Yeah, I applied. No,
it could be more, but that was just sort of what I had heard last time we spoke.
That was
but
like where
lot.
It was cut off, where you're like, okay, we have to like dive into these like 1,000 different applicants and try to figure out who's going to be on the show. Like, that's a lot of people.
I don't have to, you know, I'm lucky. Like, I don't have to necessarily be a part of going through 1,000 videos of families, you know. I kind of show up and I'm introduced to them, and I see a little bit of their pre-interviews and stuff, so I kind of get to know them. But, you know, when I show up there, it's really in many ways sort of the first time that I get to meet them in person and get to see their personalities and get to kind of feel where they're at with the whole situation. And it's crazy. You know, I mean, you've got all of these people in your backyard, and we come in and we totally flip it, and then we go away and we let you do your thing. So I think it's definitely, you're surfing the waves of emotions as all these things are happening. I mean, you're literally watching your backyard getting changed so dramatically. But then once it's all done, I think it's completely worth it.
Well, speaking of emotional roller coasters or I should say emotional log flumes, to stay with the Disney theme, what is that, Fort Wilderness down there with that, particular roller coaster that goes through the water to log Fort Wilderness? Anyway,
yeah, flute.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
There's a question in here somewhere.
I don't even know where you're going.
Where's my teacup?
You're just like walking through your childhood or something. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Remember that time
exactly. 50 years ago when you didn't know me? As far as the nail biter stuff, have you ever on the show cut it so close to the wire of not getting done that people were like sort of looking at you and looking around saying, we're not done yet. We're not done yet.
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, certainly the very, and we show it too. The very last episode we did last season with the De Jesus's in the family out of Ohio, when we were in the middle of doing that, the night before it had just downpoured. I mean, that whole area had gotten about a mile away. A tornado had touched down. There was massive thunderstorms, hail, like all that stuff. And so when we got there, the backyard was just mud, 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 mud. Everywhere was just mud. And so we were bringing in, you know, these like thousands and thousands of pounds. Like we created this huge swing and all these kinds of stuff and gymnasiums and all this kind of craziness. And so the rain had let up, but we were, you know, slipping and sliding through all that. And then after about 4 or 5 hours into it, the next wave of that weather came. And so all of the hard work we had been done, we had been doing, was just getting pounded. And I literally looked over at our executive producer and I was just like studying the look on his face, like, how is he going to pull this off? And we were all, and the homeowners are looking at me, you know? And I think we all kind of said a little bit of a prayer. And truth be told, after about an hour of Mother Nature doing her thing, the clouds literally parted, the sun shot through into the backyard, and we had 2 hours to finish it. And we worked like we had never worked before, and we got it done. But wow. There are certain times where, yeah, the paint's still drying, so to speak, on some of these things. You know, we are working our tails off right up to the very end. And that is how it is. Like, the second the sun comes up, we are there. And the second the sun goes down, then we're gone. But we don't stop, you know. It's a full-on build.
Well, what I want to know is who did a giant mud dive. Booking across
I'm sure Tyler and I both did that at some point, you know, and that wasn't like part of the plan. We just completely slipped, like, you know, it was just banana peels everywhere.
Banana peels everywhere. That is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. Yeah, and I think a couple times, like, I probably walked and then I left my boot there. Like, the mud just sucked it right up.
That's awesome.
You know, we had to have a sense of humor about it all. And we did. You know, we were able to
have
fun.
Facebook page.
Yeah, post a picture of your boot.
your bootless foot with your sock hanging off.
Well, for everybody listening,
you know what I'm talking about.
You definitely have to go to HGTV and check out My Yard Goes Disney. And you have to check out Brandon Johnson, too. Go to officialbrandonjohnson.com and follow him on Twitter because we do. And we have to go to break.
So we will be back with more My Fix It Up Live.
Thanks, guys.